What?
What happened?
What is that?
What happened?
I'm leaving this.
I'm no, not... start it over.
Start.
No, let it go.
Start it over or let it go?
Let it go.
Okay. Oh, it's like Christmas.
It's Christmas.
It's a Christmas. It's a Christmas.
It's the Christmas intro.
It's a Yuletide Christmas.
A Yule intro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's dopey.
It is dopey, isn't it?
That's some dopey rhyme. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special Christmas episode of Action Features.
You're here with your hosts, James and Mike. And we're
That was different. I didn't know that was coming.
You didn't know that was
a
surprise.
I didn't know about that.
Well, I just made it today.
Hmm. Well, everybody, it's been a very short time since our last episode, but we wanted to get something up before the holidays are upon us because the next 2 weeks we probably won't record.
I think we delayed the last one too.
So. Yeah, and we won't record next week because that's Christmas, and the week after that's New Year's. So it's going to be a couple weeks off. So you're getting a special little episode here that will involve kind of our thoughts on the holidays, what we're looking forward to in 2015, maybe some current news.
A little bit.
Who knows?
James and I are here.
We've got our chestnuts.
Chestnuts are roasting.
They're out. They're roasting on an open fire.
We've got our robes on. We're just sitting in our robes.
Just sitting in our robes with our chestnuts.
Gonna have
some
hot chocolates.
Right on an open fire.
We're roasting a pig right now, actually, yep. in the back. It's on a spit.
It's on a spittoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And there's also a holiday treat here. What is
in
there?
Did you give me a present this year?
Little something, I got
you something, but I didn't bring it for the show.
Something for both
of
us.
Oh, my goodness.
Something for both
this
of us.
This is a Savatty's Cheese Danish, isn't it?
One of them's apple. That's for me.
You get yours out.
I don't know what's on top. They only had...
trip over this cord.
They only had one cheese left.
Oh, well, you take the cheese if you want.
No. I got the cheese for you. I love an apple.
Man, I love a cheese Danish.
I know. That's where I went.
Oh, this is great. Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have any napkins, do we?
Nope.
Hang on.
We'll just have to lick our fingers.
Hang on.
We'll just have to wash them in the snow. Yeah. An apple Danish. I'm going to have it. It's a Christmas special, so I'm allowed to have
this. Oh, this is special, what you've just done here.
It is special.
Oh, man, look at this. It's so good.
Look at the flavor coming off of that thing.
Look at all the flavor embedded in it. I got to get off the fire.
Ooh. Don't burn your fingers. Maybe use a couple sticks. Use a couple sticks to lift it. Okay.
All right, I got it.
All right.
All right, so what do you want to start with first, dude? Did you catch up on some news or what?
Well, there's just a couple things. I don't have a long list, but... I guess we'll start with the Star Wars.
What about the Star Wars?
Well, I just wanted to say that the big thing this past week has been that Mark Hamill said that the ball droid was a real droid.
Mm-hmm.
And... it looks like CG in the trailer.
We can leave the fire on the whole time?
It's cold in here.
Okay.
So. I'm thinking... okay, so it was pointed out to me by...
I said this. Darren said this.
Darren said this to yep. me also. That they had real R2-D2s in the prequels, and they still CG'd a bunch of stuff for the movements and whatnot, so... We still don't know. Like, I'm only clarifying because the media has like taken this and just run with
it. Oh, they're
like,
all
hey,
over it.
Hey, guess what?
It's real.
It's real.
It's real.
I'm sure that there are some close up shots. I'm sure there's some interaction with the droid that is real. But as far as what was in the trailer,
it looks like CGI.
It looks like
me.
CG to me. If it's not fine, well, actually, if it's not, I say. Why does it look like it?
Why does it look so much like CG if it's real?
I mean, it's the movements and the way it's...
My thing is...
And it's fine that it's CG. It's just, for those who are wondering... I also, we kind of have... Darren sort of has an inside track to some of the things.
I mean, and it could be that it's real. But I'm not taking the fact that Mark Hamill said he saw the ball droid as a prop to mean that that means the one that was in the trailer is real. Because in episode 1, there were a ton of real droids. Right. And there were still CGI R2s doing things that R2 couldn't do as a prop easily. Right. And in episode 2, there were real droids, but there were still tons of CGI droids.
I don't think Mark Hamill's sitting around in post-production.
Exactly, finding out what's going on. So until they actually come forward and say, like JJ comes forward and says, that was an actual practical prop in the trailer, a definitive confirmation that that's a practical prop in the trailer, I'm not taking the fact that there were practical props on the set to mean that that was a practical prop. And, you know, if it is, that's great. That's awesome that they're using a practical prop, but it really looks like CGI.
I'm sure they will
really
use
does.
A practical prop in
I'm
the
I'm sure
film.
It is, but I'm not so sure it is in that shot.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying is I just wanted to throw that out there and just say, whoa, hold on, guys.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody has seen confirmation from a source other than Mark Hamill saying he saw a prop there, a definitive confirmation that in the trailer that it is a prop, I'd love to see that. I want to see that. I want to see a real confirmation that it is a real prop. Until I see that, though, I'm just taking it as the same scenario as the prequels, where there were real props and there were CGI versions doing the things that made more sense to do in CGI.
Right.
And a ball rolling across the desert seems like something they would do in CGI as opposed to having a practical prop
with
doing
the head turning and
bobbling around and stuff like that. I don't know. It really seemed like CGI. I'm glad you brought that up. I kind of forgot about that.
Also, I want to say thanks to everybody who gave feedback on the trailer. We got a couple that I know of.
Yeah.
So it's always nice to hear what people think, and for those who liked it and are looking forward to it, I'm really glad that you got something out of it, and it kind of makes sense that somebody had said, I don't remember if it was one of our commenters or not, but he said that, you know, they're trying to get people used to those characters by the time the movie rolls around, so that's why they chose to make it all new characters first. That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Well,
I'm not taking back anything I said either. I'm just saying, from a business standpoint, I could maybe understand.
Like we said in the last episode, we don't want to go too much on to this, but you can show a ton of new stuff, but if you even give us just like one real thing in there, just like one little piece, you don't even have to give us a full reveal of Luke or a full reveal of Han. And you could still introduce all those new characters and said, here's all the new stuff. And it would have given us maybe the flavor of what the film's going to be like, where it is a heavy heavy take on the new guys and just a slight bit of the old guys. Who knows?
Isn't there a... I think there's a second trailer slated for, like, May. It's coming out with some...
I think so.
What movie is coming out? Avengers or something?
Avengers 2 comes out in May. Okay. That would make sense for
it. That's what it is. That's what it is.
All right. I want to talk a little about the Sony hack thing.
Okay.
Real quick.
That's going to lead into my next thing, I think.
I don't want to talk too much on it because it's, you know, it's everywhere and everybody's talking about it. So what are we going to add to the conversation that much? That's
nothing. There's nothing that we can add.
So Sony got hacked by North Korea, and it's come out. I think today the U.S. government officials are now saying that it is the North Korean government that did it, that did the hack.
I'm surprised by that. Have you seen some of their photoshops?
Yeah, it's rough. So they hacked Sony and they released a bunch of information and the cat's out of the bag and all these different things. There are two things that I want to talk about. First, Sony saying to the press outlets and saying, if you carry hack news, we're going to sue you. That to me is like, that's kind of ridiculous. News is news. You know, it's going to get carried. You got hacked. That's all there is to it. It's going to get out there. And suing the people that now carry the news, it just seems kind of like sour grapes. You know, you're going after the wrong people if you're going after the guys that are carrying the news afterwards.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to talk about is the fact that now the whole thing is stemmed from that interview film, which is the Seth Rogen comedy that Kim Jong-un, or whatever his name is, gets assassinated in the film. That's what this whole thing has come out of, right? And so that's why they hacked Sony and released all this information. So today or yesterday, a few theaters decided they weren't going to show it because the threat from the North Korean hackers that it was going to be a 9/11 type event if you show it, and then it became such a ball rolling type of thing. That fire is driving me crazy. I keep thinking it's static. So they've now come out and Sony has decided just not to release the film at all. Like pulled it entirely. Not going to release it in theaters. Not going to release it on digital. Not going to release it on DVD. It's just done.
Yeah.
Not going to get released at all. All right, so there's two camps on this. Most of the people are saying, Sony, you're cowards. You should have released it. You now bow down to the terrorists and all these different things. My take on it is this. They are in a total no-win scenario. Had they released it and something did happen, they would then have been blasted for ignoring the threats. They would have been sued by the people that would have been involved and the families involved.
Yeah.
They would have been ridiculed by everyone in the public by saying, why did you just ignore those threats? Why couldn't you have done something to... Why did you go ahead and release it anyway? So had they just released it, they would have been called negligent if something happened. If they don't release it, which they didn't, they're called cowards. So in my opinion, and I know it stinks that we're having to bow down to these guys, but I would rather be called a coward than be called negligent when it comes to people's lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I'm Sony and I'm a big company like that, you have a choice between here's the information you've got, you know they hacked you, you know you can do these things, you know they're willing to take lives and all these things. They're threatening to do this at a theater, reminding back to, you know, the theater stuff that we had before. What do you do? Do you go ahead and release it and just ignore all that? And then if something happens, you just go, eh, well, we're brave. We're not going to bow down to the terrorists. Or do you go, okay, well, we can't release it. That's all we can do, you know?
I think for Sony to be dealing with it on their own, like you said, they're in a real tough spot.
Mm-hmm.
To have to make that choice and to have possibly other people's lives at jeopardy.
Yeah.
I would like to see the American government, for one, if not all the American people, rally behind this. And then you can say, you know what, North Korea? Stick it where the sun don't shine.
Mm-hmm.
And that, what you've said, is a declaration of war. And we've got a couple nukes for you.
Exactly.
And well, then see how brave North Korea is. And if they want to fly a plane over here and do a 9/11 type of thing, would be my, you know, because there's two sides. There's like, we could get a theater bombed, or the bigger scenario is really, how does America look to everybody else?
Exactly.
And what precedent does this set? Because what other country now is going to say, hey, guess what? We want you to stop doing this.
Oh, exactly. They're in that situation where there is no good answer to this. The way that I would have played it, and it's possible Sony may still play it this way, is you go ahead and you pull it from theaters to protect American lives, and then you say, okay, well, now it's free to everybody. It's on our website, and everybody can watch it.
Yeah.
If you wanted to keep it out of people's hands, we're going to put it in more people's hands than it's ever been in before.
That's what I would do.
That's the solve.
Yeah.
If you're already you've already lost money. You're Sony. You can't make any money on the film. You're not going to release it. You just said that.
Right.
So instead of making money on the film, here's a way to make yourself look better in the public, which they're looking rough right now. All the stuff that's come out
from
the hacks, they're looking rough. If they stood up and said, we're not scared of you guys, you stole our stuff and then tried to tell us what to do, so instead of trying to make money off this film, we're just going to give it to everybody. And now everybody gets to watch it. Nobody has to worry about going to the theater to see it, so you can't threaten them there. Now everybody gets to see it. Now the ball's in your court. Now what do you want to do?
In that scenario, probably even in the scenario that we're in, but especially in that scenario, everybody then, Sony becomes the good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, yeah, Sony.
Exactly. That's the win-win for scenario for Sony.
Stick it to them. And
yep.
North Korea will, which is probably not seen in a good light anyway right now, would be, you know, what can they do, really? I don't know. But anyway, I'd be interested to hear what people think about that, too.
Yeah.
So go ahead and comment. I'm going to ask no crazy political discussions or arguments. I don't want
government or anything like that. Just
I don't want to see people arguing on our site over things like that. But just, you know, share your opinion if you want to. If you have one. And you want to.
Well, sure. You said that was going to lead into something else.
Well, that's what I was going to say is, should it be canceled?
The movie.
What do people think? So it's covering what I was going to say.
All right. So that's all the current news stuff, right? You got anything else?
This is so good. I'm having a love affair with this Apple Danish.
It's so good. You know, I think some of the apple juice drained down onto this one.
That might be.
So I've got like an apple cheese going on here. I got the better deal here.
You did get the better deal.
I got the better end of the deal here.
It was a Christmas miracle.
Real quick, I wanted to throw a shout out to one of our coworkers, Kiana. She's a big fan of the show. We never gave a shout out to her before, so I'm going to give her a shout out today.
I was supposed to give a shout out. Did she say something to you?
Oh.
Did she say?
I guess I was a better friend.
Did she? I guess so.
I guess I was the better friend.
It's true.
Yep.
It's true. Well,
look at that.
I see.
Yep.
See, she got to you first.
Looks like I'm the better friend. All right. Well, what else do you have on there?
Well, that's all I had as far as stuff.
Okay.
So I guess we
want to talk about the holidays?
We'll get into it. Let's get into the holiday spirit.
All right. I'm super excited about Christmas. I got to start off by saying that. Yep. Super excited.
It's next week, you know.
It's next week. It's next Thursday. The kids are getting some great stuff. We got them some great stuff. There's some great stuff on their list to Santa.
Don't tell them what it is.
I'm not going to say a word. But I can't wait, man. I love Christmas. It's the best. It's just so much fun. What are you doing for Christmas? Where are you going? What are you doing?
To be quite honest, I don't know. I think it's pretty much the regular go to my dad's.
Yeah.
We have two things at my dad's house. One is at Christmas Eve at night, and we do it like with his family.
Yeah.
And then early the next morning, we have Christmas breakfast.
Oh, that's great.
He makes like a huge breakfast.
Yeah.
With like all, like.
That's way cool.
Way more stuff than you can.
That's good.
But it's
good.
The
more the merrier, they say.
Yes, that's generally with people, but also with food.
Also with food.
So we do that, and then we have open our own presents, and then we go over to my mom's side, and it's a lot of running around, actually.
No doubt.
But I've taken it easy on Christmas this year. I'm normally very stressed out at Christmas time.
What for?
Having to find presents for people who don't need things.
Don't say that.
Generally, I don't have money to spend at Christmas time anyway.
Yeah.
And so all that stuff this year, I just told everybody, like, look, I just got my new house fixed up. I've been dealing with that. And not dealing with it, I've been enjoying it, but also...
Money
and just getting other things worked out. And I've been trying for years to get my family, like, presents are fine. You want to get somebody one thing or something, that's fine. But this business of everybody having to get everybody, like, a ton of stuff, I just want family time. So that's what I... So
that's
this year,
the best.
If nobody else... If everybody else bought me a bunch of gifts, that's fine. Sorry for you. I didn't get my
present is your present.
I got a couple things.
Yeah.
I got a couple things this year, and just... I've been asking people to do it, so this year I just decided it's not a big deal. Nope. They've said it's not a big deal to them, so I'm going to take people at their word and when they say it's not a big deal.
If you've told them, then that's it. The ball's in their court. You said flat out, look, I'm not doing it this year. I just want to be around each other.
That's it.
You've made your time. They can't then come back and then go, well, I bought him something. He didn't get me anything.
Well, hold on a second.
Well, hang on. Let me check the thank you cards. Look at the... I got something from Mike, and Mike didn't get me a single thing.
There's
not a single thing. You know what's nice?
What's that?
You didn't have this conversation with me, so now I'll expect something.
I was going to get you something.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to give me anything.
Well, I do. You don't have to give me anything. I do.
You talked about how having multiple in one day.
Yeah.
We did that one year with the kids and stuff, and it's too much, especially with families so far apart. We tried to do like Christmas morning at our house, and we did like the afternoon, which is like an hour and a half drive at her family's, and then drive back and then do it again at my sister's house, which is like a half hour away. It was too much.
A bunch of people are in that situation.
It's crazy, man.
It's crazy.
When I was a kid, we never did to my dad's family. I was never part of it. And we lived a block from my grandparents, so that was no big deal. We could get up in the morning, do our Christmas, and then just go down the street and do my grandparents, which was awesome. And man, that was a blast. You got all those presents in the morning, and you leave, and you go there, and they had this like little like corner of the house that was just filled with presents. Like all the grandkids' presents were like stacked on top of each other. It would like go around and go up the stairs. It was crazy, dude.
Awesome.
But yeah, I can't imagine like some of the other families that were there probably had to do multiple Christmases that day or at that day, and they lived far away. Mm. And now that I'm experiencing that, I'm like, dude, that's crazy to try and do in one day. And it's rough on the kids too. Like they want to stay and enjoy their toys,
right?
Whatever they got, but then they got like, I'll pack it all up and then drive for 3 hours and do this and then drive 3 hours. So yeah, we do all three separate now. We do Christmas Eve night like you do at my family's, and then Christmas Day is at our place, and then on the weekend it's at her family's place.
It's the same at Thanksgiving too every year.
You're getting three.
And this year we switched it. My dad did it on Friday instead of Thursday.
Look at that.
Man, it made all the difference because you get to enjoy both places instead of hurry up, fill yourself up, get to the next place, try and make room for more food.
Pick and choose what you're going to eat at certain places.
Yeah.
Like, I'll eat the turkey here, I'll eat the ham there.
And just rushing. And you just, it's go, 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 go. And then it's over and back to work. And it's like, whoa, what happened? That's I've hated the holidays.
I love the holidays
for years,
but
I love the holidays.
You gotta spread them out.
But I had a string of bad ones for a little bit. Mm-hmm. So this year I just decided I'm gonna enjoy the holidays.
Enjoy it, man.
Whatever it is.
Enjoy it.
Oh,
Oh, enjoy it.
Oh, I'm enjoying it.
But that holiday is now signifying the closing out of 2014.
2014 is almost gone.
So we got a whole new year coming up, 2015. A lot of cool stuff happening in 2015. And so Mike and I have come up with our top five things that we're looking forward to in 2015. And I forgot to say this to you, but I'm assuming you thought of it already. But I want to just center in on pop culture-y type things. Like, I don't want to say, like, oh, I can't wait to see my baby take her first steps or something like that. Because that is, come on.
Right.
Nobody wants to hear that on the podcast.
Nobody wants to listen to that.
Nobody wants to listen to that. Come on.
Okay.
So I stuck it to just pop culture stuff. Are you ready to do this? You got something else on there?
I did think about that. Well, there's a couple things. One. One of our devoted listeners. I won't say who. I'm not going to say who, but you know who you are. Wants to know if we ever got the knockoff gift at Christmas.
Knockoff
like,
gift.
Like you ask for something specific. You ask for a G.I. Joe, or you ask for, I want Army Ants this year.
And instead you got Army Beetles.
Something.
Yeah.
Something else.
Yeah. I don't think I ever, my parents and my grandparents were really good about finding things I asked for. Like if I said I was into Cops, they got Cops. They didn't go and buy like a generic cop figure from Fisher Price or something like that.
Fighting crime in the future.
Exactly. They knew what to find.
Yeah.
Especially my parents. Like my mom really knows her stuff and she still knows her stuff. Like it's
all right.
If you tell her one thing, she'll know exactly what you're talking about. But of course I did get knockoff toys, but it wasn't in place of something that I asked for.
Right.
At least I don't think. I don't remember that ever happening. Thankfully.
I don't either. I think it's because parents are in charge. It's usually the grandparents or your uncles or aunts or something. Mm. Like, my mom was the same way. She would go out and had everything. Like, she knew exactly what it was. And I'm pretty sure that she orchestrated the gift buying for everybody in the family. Like,
it had to be at my place, too, because I never doubled up.
Right.
You know?
Oh, he wants this, and he needs this for his, you know, whatever. So, but both my parents were pretty good about it, too. I do remember there was one year I didn't get a knockoff, but I got the Hook was out.
Yeah.
And I had got stuck with the Captain Hook that had the blades that fold into the hand, the action figure.
That wasn't too bad.
It wasn't bad. But the movie accurate one was the one with the red coat.
The one that extended. It got higher. Yeah, I think it was too tall.
Yeah,
Hook
he did.
Or something like that.
Which was a dumb feature.
But you could just leave him normal.
Leave him normal, and he had the red coat. That was the movie accurate one. I wanted that. I didn't get it,
mm-hmm.
And my younger stepbrother, got it, and he didn't, as far as I know, care about Hook at all, but he got that.
That's depressing.
Oh!
That burns you up inside.
Oh, that burned me.
Oh, that burns you up right inside.
And that was the beginning of years of just terrible...
of hatred.
Terrible Christmases.
Terrible.
I'm just kidding. It wasn't, but I remember, like, man, I want that Hook.
Mm-hmm.
I never got it. So that happened.
Yeah, it must be... I mean, I guess we both just lucked out, because...
Yeah.
I would say it's mostly both of our moms that did the orchestrating of those things to make sure we didn't know. I do that with my boys. I orchestrate with my mom and my sister and stuff and say, don't get this, do get this. They're getting this already. They've already got that, you know. So I don't think that they're in danger of ever being stuck with the generic toy either these days. You know. But even if you got it, you made the best of it.
You did what you could.
You did what you could. Occasionally I would get a generic toy. And I would make the best I could of it.
I got a generic helicopter one year from my grandpa, I think, got it for me.
I got some...
You know, it was whatever. I stuck a G.I. Joe in it. He barely fit, but it was okay.
I got some, like, cars, some, like, pullback cars that were kind of larger size.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember pretending they were Transformers that couldn't transform anymore. Like, their ability... Because they were the same scale as, like, Jazz or something like that when he was transformed. And I just pretended that they were stuck. Like, Megatron had done something to them, and they were...
That's what you had to do.
You made the best of what you had.
You used your imagination.
Imagination's where it's at, man.
I like that.
All right, okay, so now, you got anything else you want to skip into this list, or what?
You want to get into the list?
It doesn't matter. If you got more stuff, do the other stuff.
Well, there's a couple things, but...
I just feel like... I didn't know that there was more things. I thought you were just ready for a list.
Well, he's... the same... Nate... It was Nate. I'm going to give it... I'm going to say it on the radio.
You said it was anonymous.
I said it's not anonymous this time. He wants to know, did you ever get the gift that you couldn't use until it was warm outside?
I don't think so.
I'm sure that's happened to me.
I don't think I did. Because I didn't really ask for, like, water guns or, like, a basketball or something like that.
Yeah.
Mine was just action figures.
Yeah.
And vehicles and things like that. So, yeah, I don't think I was ever stuck.
Here's a pair of shorts.
Yeah. Oh, and
it's a nice pair.
I didn't even think about those.
Nice pair of sandals.
There's a picture of me that I use on Facebook sometimes at Christmas time. Like, you can see the tree, yeah. right? And I'd just gotten, I think, Snake Mountain. So I had Castle Grayskull and Snake Mountain beside each other. And I've got my hands in the air like, yeah! yeah. And you can see I'm wearing the shortest shorts. like, I don't understand why they're so short. they're just really, really short. And so I don't think that mattered to me. I don't think that summertime clothes were such a thing. I think it was just clothes. No matter what they were, I could wear this. I'll wear this now.
Just go wear it now.
I'll wear these short shorts now.
You probably had some heat
cool.
in the house.
Probably.
You woke up. You were wearing the shorts.
I went ahead and put the shorts on.
Hey.
Hey, what can you do?
Hey.
Yeah. So I don't think it happened to me.
No problem. I can't remember a
you
specific...
You might have had some sports stuff.
I certainly didn't ask for any sports things at that age. At a younger age. But
that would be a real, real bummer to get something you can't use.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you'd have to wait
just
it out.
Just sitting there.
Yeah.
What could you do? I'm trying to think if there's other scenarios, too. Like, maybe if I got a game for a game system I didn't have yet. I don't think that ever happened.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a bummer. Yeah. That would be the same kind of thing. Or maybe you got maybe something electronic that they didn't give you batteries for. That would be rough. Oh,
that's rough.
That's rough. Yeah. I think it may have happened to me on the Captain Power, the fighter, you know, the spacecraft. I don't think I got batteries with it, and I also don't think that I had any cassettes or anything to use with it.
Yeah.
I think I just had it.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't. All I could do was run around the house and make noises with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you didn't have.
I didn't.
If you didn't have the video.
You didn't have. I didn't have the video. So
I never had a Captain Power video.
I didn't either.
Oh, that reminds me of that night. Nate had said that he had gotten...
he got the video without the toys?
Well, no, close. He got a laser tag set, but it was a generic laser tag set, and it only had one gun.
That's the worst. That's the worst. What are you going to do with that?
One gun, I think, like a receiver.
Receiver,
like
they sold that as one, and they tried to pretend that you could do it, like... It's target practice.
It's
or something
target
like
practice.
That.
It's fun enough.
It's not. It's not fun. Unless you have a friend that's willing to play with you, it's not fun at all.
Yeah.
That's like having one walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
You could talk into it. Maybe you can catch a CB.
Listen to the static on this thing.
You might catch a trucker at one point. You might be able to talk to him.
Put some tinfoil on the antenna.
You might be able to. You might be able to get in on some other kids that have walkie-talkies in the neighborhood. Nobody's selling one walkie-talkie.
Nobody sells one.
Shouldn't sell one laser tag.
No, that's silly. All right.
Well, are you ready for this now?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for a list.
All right, I'm going to go first this time.
Wow.
I don't usually go first.
You don't usually.
I'll
go
first this time.
That's okay.
Number five for me, and this is kind of I do have some honorable mentions down here that I do want to talk about later.
Okay.
But my number five is more Kickstarter projects. I thought that this
you do
year
like to follow Kickstarter.
I do, and we there were two in particular that we talked about a lot, and that was that Legends of Cthulhu action figure line, which was awesome. Yep. And those Amazing Heroes from Fresh Monkey Fiction that were like the Secret Wars type of figures.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And those were so cool and so innovative. And they both got funded and they're both going to happen now. But I'm looking forward to see what happens next year.
Yeah.
And more, a lot with the 3D printing and stuff like that. I want to see what happens. It's kind of hand in hand with this. But I want to see more like independent stuff happening that's really neat. That's kind of like maybe throwback, maybe not. But just really cool, inventive stuff that's happening. Not from the big companies, you know,
yeah.
That's getting crowdfunded and kind of we all feel like we're part of it and making it happen. So I'm very interested to see what other Kickstarter projects happen next year with this kind of stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good. My number five. Hold on. Let me think about it.
Oh, boy.
I didn't do all pop culture stuff.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I should have told you. I guess you don't have to, but I just felt like they're not going to want to hear me say.
Oh yeah, I didn't do like
you know family stuff or something.
I didn't.
Of course, the family's number one on my list. Everything about my family is number one on my
That's
list.
That's a given.
Let's just get that out of the way.
I didn't do family. I didn't say family stuff. So yeah, I'm looking forward
to
new toy lines.
New toy lines.
Okay, there's potential for this.
Is that really your number five?
I switched it.
Okay. All right.
New toy lines.
Yeah, that's very broad.
It's very broad, but...
Mine's more owned in with the toy lines, but that's okay. That's we have different lists.
Part of it ties into my number one.
Okay,
but there's some potential. I mean, things have been dead for a little while. With G.I. Joe's going to the wayside, sort of. Hasbro just got the trademark for Mask. Like we saw,
we'll see
renewed
if they use it.
They may use it. They may not. I don't know. But new toys. Yeah,
I'm agreeing. I'm always interested. Maybe I won't buy them, but I'm interested. You know what I mean?
I'll be interested.
Okay, my number four is, and this is both a look forward to it because maybe it'll happen, and a look forward to it because I just want it to be done at this point. And that's Hot Toys with Batman Returns. I know I've talked about it on the podcast a lot. But they showed the figure this year after years of waiting to even see a figure, and there's still no solicitation. So my thing is that in 2015, either something will get solicited or it's over.
Yeah.
I can finally just say, you know what? There's no chance it's ever going to happen.
It's right.
So I'm looking forward to it in both those ways. Like if they show it and they solicit it, and we get a pre-order going, and maybe it even comes out next year, that's great. If nothing happens, then I can stop talking about it.
Mm.
So either way, 2015 will be. My final thought on the Hot Toys Batman Returns thing.
I'll go back to my number five and make it more specific.
Yeah.
I want that Rocketeer figure. I want that Rocketeer figure from Funko.
That is on my honorable mentions, the Funko stuff.
Okay, yeah.
I forgot to write it down, but I did want to talk about Funko. Funko in general for me, I'm excited about the Rocketeer. I'm excited to see what else they do with that legacy line. And I'm actually excited, even though we weren't a big fan of a lot of the reaction stuff.
Yeah.
I am interested to see where reaction goes, you know, and if the sculpts improve. I think classic Star Trek could be a great fit. If those sculpts turn out decent, that's going to be a great line. I think Gremlins is going to be awesome no matter what because their non-human characters are great.
Yeah.
Funko for me, I'm definitely looking forward to.
They had some fun things. Initially, we kind of were like, eh. But there's some that work.
Yeah,
some that didn't work as good. So anyway, excuse me. My number four... is discovering more Star Wars tapes.
Oh, I agree with that. We've got, that's pop culture for sure.
That's pop culture indeed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's...
We've got that whole bin of them downstairs.
We've got a whole bin, and they're just...
We've got to get through them.
We're slowly getting through them when we have time, and like I said, there's the transferring process and all that. Some of them need cleaned up.
Definitely.
They got
they're
mold
dirty.
On them.
They're dirty.
Dust and mold.
I just can't wait to finally hear if there really is a Mystery Brother or not.
That's what everybody's wondering.
Who is he?
That's what everybody wants to know.
I'm sure it's going to get told at some point. You know, we'll just have to keep listening. All right, so that's your number four?
That's my number four.
All right, my number three, just like you just said about Funko, my number three is NECA in general.
Yeah.
I'm very interested to see what NECA does next year. I think that they are the best company going right now as far as action figures go. Both in their licensing choices, their sculpts, their articulation, their paint.
The product itself,
the price point they're keeping it at, the cool, like, just the neat stuff they do. Like, we talked about the 89 Batman, like how that came out of nowhere.
Right.
The cool Kenner throwback card backs and doing a vehicle, you know, for the Predator line and as a throwback again. Just such neat stuff and such neat licenses that I just can't wait to see what they do next year. I know I'm getting the Penguin, the quarter-scale Penguin from them next year, but... There's a lot of things that I don't buy that I just like looking at. Like, I just like looking at the pictures of them and just seeing, like, that is so cool that they did that. It's just a cool thing to follow, just what NECA does.
Right.
So number three for me is just NECA.
They seem to really have a passion for those properties that they're getting and stuff because they're pulling out, like, references, like you said, like just the card backs of things and the...
Yeah.
The RoboCop, they did the glow in the dark RoboCop.
So cool.
Just a Kenner throwback that they didn't have to do.
And all those Predators that they're doing. Like, there's so many Predators now that are just redos of Kenner figures. That's awesome. You know, that's so cool.
Their Alien figures, that Ripley looks awesome. And
they teased a Ripley from Aliens.
I know.
Yeah, they showed her feet and her gun or something
like that. That looks awesome.
That's going to be great.
Also, I'm hoping that we get the next two Rambo figures from the last two movies. I know they're going to get around to them. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be this year. I hope. I don't know.
So many cool things from them, man. I can't get enough of the stuff they do. And they're so, like, Randy Falk, the guy that is the head of NECA, he's on Twitter all the time and responds to, like, every question he can. If you mention them on Twitter and you send him the question through there, he will do his best to send some kind of reply. And that's awesome. You know, like, to have a guy that's that accessible And it really feels like he's just one of us. Like, he wants the same things we want. He knows what it's like to be us. He talks about when he goes out toy hunting and all these different things at the stores to try and find stuff. And it's just, it's cool to see, like, one of our own out there doing something, you know?
People love that.
That's way cool.
Especially, you know, from a big company. They've got their stuff everywhere. It's a big company, you know? It's nice. My number three is not a pop culture thing, but I wrote it down, so I'm just going to have to go with it. In 2015, I'm looking forward to the present. Not a gift, but the present. As in paying attention to the present in 2015, as opposed to the past or the future.
I got real mushy in here. I see what you're saying.
Well, it came to my attention the other day that I do this. I think a lot of people, especially in today's society, or like our culture that we have, we're either thinking a lot about the past, mm-hmm. and we see things in relation to how good things were back then, or maybe you're lamenting something that happened back then, or we spend time thinking about the future and worrying about the future, or thinking about if we focused on the present, what's happening right now, and this comes down to creative endeavors or whatever, you can change the future. You can't change the past, but the future becomes. I was about to say something that was probably corny. The future becomes what you make of it or whatever.
Whoa, look at this.
Isn't that from Terminator?
Probably.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm just saying it was brought to my attention and I just thought,
yeah. I'm guilty of the lamenting for the past thing.
I am too. Totally.
I'm totally guilty of that.
I mean, I do it all the time and I do it with a lot of different aspects of my life and it's just, you know, it's good to like,
yeah.
You know, to remember, have fond memories. I just, for me personally, like, how good is it? I don't to do it too much is not good.
I agree.
It keeps.
I think one of my things too is having kids. I wish that they could have the same things that I had. Like I see what their things are like, and maybe it's just me seeing it through the eyes of nostalgia. But I really think that things were better, you know, across the board and a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And so I wish that they would have those things. But I try to take an active role in getting them as close as I can to what that was. So that's kind of like living in the present but honoring the past.
You're doing the present. I mean? Yeah, you're doing the present. And you buy your kids new stuff.
I do.
That they, you know,
if they want it, yeah.
And whatever.
Totally.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah. You're doing it. So anyway, that's my number three.
My number two is looking forward to Marty McFly coming from the past to check in on his kids. Because it's 2015. Was that the year in Back to the Future 2?
Yeah, I think so.
That's really not my number two. I just made that up. But I do think it was 2015 in Back to the Future 2, which is crazy.
I think it was because...
I'm pretty sure it was 2015 because it was 30 years from 1985.
Right. Both ways. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? When you watch Back to the Future 2...
It's not like
2015
that.
Seemed like a real far, long time away.
It
you
really
know?
Did.
You had that crazy 3D Jaws that came down and like bit him and hover cars and...
They thought...
All this stuff. It was crazy.
We're going to give this enough time for this stuff to happen.
We're pretty close to the way we were in 1985 still. We got like iPods and iPhones and things like that.
Just
but
last year they released those sneakers, Nike did.
But they still, I don't know if they worked.
No, they didn't work.
They didn't actually work.
There's something that you thought of in 1985 that just came out.
We still can't do it.
We can't
right,
do.
Though. Yeah, that's crazy. Think about that. Yeah. 2015. My real number two is Star Wars Episode 7. Even though maybe the trailer dampened my excitement a little bit, I still am super excited for Star Wars Episode 7.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what the kids go seeing a brand new Star Wars movie with them is going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And the excitement leading up to it and trailers and things like that, I'll get caught up in all that hype for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely. My number two is Summer.
Summer Wheatley?
Summer Wheatley? How the heck are you going to do that?
Build her a cake or something. Just Summertime.
The song by Fresh Prince.
The song by Sublime.
Summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every year now, I think that summer is going to be the best summer that I've ever had for some reason because I just look forward to it so much once it starts getting cold.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually kind of like the cold. I don't really like... Other than the fact that the kids are out of school,
yeah.
I like that about summer.
Yeah.
But I don't like hot. I don't like to be sweaty and hot.
I'm alone in this.
I cold.
I don't like being sweaty, but I much prefer hot weather to cold
look at
weather.
Us. We're like Paula Abdul and the cartoon cat.
I'm the cat. I get the cat.
I came up with the idea. I am the cat.
I called the cat.
Yeah, it was my idea though.
Well,
so,
your idea was that you were Paula Abdul.
No, I didn't. No,
you said we're like.
You know what? I'll take Paula Abdul. I'll take it.
She's
not got a career going. Where's the cat at?
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
All right. So, my number one. And I think I already know what your number one is.
Yeah.
My number one is the DC Direct, or DC Collectibles, Batman Animated Line.
I can't wait to get that Batman.
That Batman is one of the greatest figures I've ever seen. I mean, we've just seen the one picture, but I'm already telling you that's one of the greatest figures ever made.
Yeah.
I love this line. I only have the first wave so far. It's all that's out. But I am so excited to see more. I can't wait for him to show up the shop. I'm like a little kid, man. I'm so excited for more of them. I can't wait for him to show up. I can't wait for him to show more pictures. And it's been a little bit since I've been this excited about a regular toy line. And the kids are super excited about it, too. Like, they're all the time talking about what character they're going to make next. And when I got Blaze today, he was like, can you run through all the figures one more time? And I was like, you know these already. He's like, yeah, but I just like hearing it.
I want to hear it.
I just want to hear it again. And so, I ran through all the figures that were coming out and stuff like that. And we're all three really excited about it. So, that's my number one. For sure.
Such a great looking line. That
Batman's crazy good.
They're straight on, like, they took them straight from the drawings, like, I guess, the turnarounds for
the
Matt Katz
and the turnarounds, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're dead on. It's just, I like the old Kenner line.
Me too.
A lot.
It's great.
But I can't, I could hunt one of those down, but to have a, I don't know. These are just like really,
really
nice.
It's really,
really
neat to have it sitting on your shelf too. It's like a nice stand and a nice sculpt.
Right. They seem,
it's a good size and it's just kind of, plus it's, we had all those and so they're there and they're out. This is also, it's like something you're looking forward to. Like, this isn't out yet. It's brand new and it's coming and there's more that are going to happen. And I wonder if they'll get the stuff they didn't do before. They never did that Croc.
Right.
That's the first time. Or Baby Doll. That's new, right. Roxy Rocket's coming. They never did that.
That's cool. I like
so
that.
So that's exciting for me.
Get that figure.
Really exciting.
I like that they're doing episode specific.
That's great.
Accessories also.
That's really great. When we do the reviews for them, like we do the, we do toy reviews and stuff like that. I mean, the kids. I take the episode and I get the segments that feature that accessory. So as we show the accessory in the review, it cuts to a segment of that cartoon showing that accessory. And it's just, it's really neat to go back and look at those episodes and go, oh, okay, that's why they chose this episode. It's got this many accessories that the character uses. Man, it's just so much thoughts going into that line.
Yeah.
From the stand and how well it works to, to try and have all those sculpts match and how they're planning out waves and the accessories and everything. It's just a really, really cool line.
Awesome.
Your number one is?
Go ahead and say it.
Star Wars Episode 7.
Star Wars Episode 7.
I knew it was going to be.
Of all the things.
That's why I put it in my number two.
Of all the things that. It's the only thing that I know is going to happen in 2015. Everything else is kind of wishful thinking. Mm-hmm. But of all the things I know of, man, it's a year from today, which is Thursday.
I didn't think about
people won't be hearing it until tomorrow or the day after or whatever. But,
yeah.
But it's exactly a year from today. Just like you said, everything around it, the hype around it, the just every little piece that you can get, whether you like it or not, whether you're excited, whatever it is, the build up to it, the I'm excited to get more of Hasbro's Star Wars.
Definitely, that's my honorable mentions. The Star Wars 5 points line.
Yeah, because I mean, they showed so many cool figures. For a little bit, it was like, is this going to die out because everybody was complaining? But they've shown enough to where it's like
it's definitely
gonna they know that people are buying those, and
I'm looking forward
to get new Star Wars figures
for
new characters
from a new movie that involves Luke and Han,
and go and just be able to go see that movie and stuff, and just have that again.
Yeah,
I didn't after the prequels. I didn't think that
I thought it was over.
I mean, I thought it was over, and I didn't for most of the prequels. I didn't enjoy any of that. It was
I think episode one was the hype. We loved that. I collected the episode one figures and was super excited about them. Going into the movie, and then when the episode 2 came out, I didn't even care. Like, it was just like, oh, I'll buy a few of these and stuff like that. Nah, I don't really like these. And then the movies just kept, where they were. I'm looking forward to that time. I'm sure they'll do a pre-release type of thing with the figure waves.
Yes,
where it's like, here's a bunch of characters that you don't know anything about, and here's the figures. And I love that. I loved that in the vintage line, where it's like, here's some, I can only remember really Return of the Jedi, but seeing new figures for a movie I hadn't seen yet and not knowing what they were going to be about or anything like that. And then episode one had that same deal. Figures came out May 3rd and the movie came out May 19th, maybe?
I had some before the movie came out.
Yeah, and so we had all these figures that it was like, who is Rick Oley? I wonder what he's going to do. Oh, Odie Mandrell, I wonder what he's going to be like, you know? It was, and I'm looking forward to that again. Like, yeah. And we may get bit again, but...
you don't know.
It'll still be exciting.
I'll enjoy the entire process.
I'm super excited.
And I'm sure I'll enjoy the movie on some level, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my number one thing.
I have some honorable mentions. We already talked about Star Wars 5 points, Funko.
Say what?
Avengers 2.
Say huh?
I'm excited about Avengers 2.
Yeah.
But, like I've said before, the whole superhero movie fatigue has got to me. And, I mean, I still haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy. I still haven't seen Thor 2.
Which is out on DVD.
It's out on DVD, and I still haven't watched it. And I still, I'm just not excited. Like, it just, Iron Man 3 and Superman Man of Steel were really the ones that just kind of, just totally let the air out of the balloon, man. It was just like, oh, man, these are rough to watch.
Back to back.
Back to back, these were rough to watch. And it just kind of just killed my whole excitement. And I still haven't got it back. I'm sure when we get closer to Avengers 2, I'll be more excited. And it's not like I'm thinking the movie looks bad. I'm sure it's going to be good. But I can't get quite there to be have it in my top five. But I'm still excited to see it. And my other one, and this is weird, is to finally see a Batman versus Superman trailer. Because that'll really kind of that'll set the tone for me. So I'm looking forward to getting it out. Like, okay, I just want to get it out there. I want to see it, and that way I can be prepared to just go, okay, I don't really need to see this, or to be, okay, well, I'd at least like to see what they did.
The thing is, I know that Batman is going to be cool in this movie.
He's probably going to look real cool.
I don't know how
he's going to act cool, but he's probably going to look cool.
Ben Affleck.
No, I mean, acting ability. I mean, in his character in the film.
Oh, yeah.
Well, may not be so cool.
There's no telling. Yeah. Batman, as far as that... It seems like it's hard for them to, not hard to screw up because I don't like Christian Bale's take on it, but like if as long as he's, you know, I don't know. It's hard to break character because he's dark and brooding, and there's probably not as much Bruce Wayne stuff. So that's really where the acting chops come in. I think is doing that dichotomy.
Yeah.
Not that Affleck can't handle it, but I mean, as far as character stuff goes, I don't know. In my head, Batman just shows up in his Batmobile, and they destroy a bunch of buildings, you know, duking it out, and then he kind of leaves for a little bit. I don't know.
I don't even know if they're going to fight.
There's too many characters
and too much stuff going on in the movie.
I don't know.
But I'm looking forward to finally seeing something from the movie other than just a couple still pictures.
Right.
You know, after being talked about so long, I just want to see something.
Yeah, sure. Something.
So.
Oh, yeah.
You got any more honorable mentions? You good?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, I guess that's about it then, right?
That's it.
All right. Well, I'm going to say Merry Christmas. I like to say Merry Christmas. We've done this before. Whatever holiday you celebrate, if you want to wish that to me, I won't hold it against you.
Yeah, I'm not going to be mad about that.
If you celebrate Kwanzaa and you want to wish me a happy Kwanzaa, that's great. That's awesome. If you celebrate Hanukkah and you want to wish me a happy Hanukkah, that's great.
I'll take a happy Hanukkah.
I'll take it.
It's Hanukkah time.
That's fine.
I'll have a happy time during that time.
But this is the holiday that I celebrate, right. So I want you to be a part of that. So I'm going to tell you Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
listeners.
Christmas, listeners. And a Happy New Year. We'll see you in 2015.
That's when we'll
we're not going to see you. You're going to
hear
us. You're going to hear us.
We won't have any interaction the other way.
It's not going to be the other way.
Not the other way around.
Sorry. Right. Yeah.
Wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
Play some music.